foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. We are rolling footage from NBC News Local in the District of Criminals with what looks like about a 75-year-old vet with others being attacked with a baton by riot police dressed up in bright blue UN-style uniforms. And I've got to say, these riot police literally look like something you'd expect from a UN army. They look like a bunch of social workers in combat gear, but UN blue. It is amazing. And I've been watching the live feeds. We're adding them all to Infowars.com right now. Infowars.com has a lot of the feeds. DrudgeReport.com has a lot of the feeds. And we're trying to condense them all down to Infowars.com. And my skeleton Sunday crew is doing a great job trying to get it all together. But actor James Woods tweeted, and we retweeted it at Real Alex Jones, that thank God for the riot police to deal with 85-year-old World War II vets in wheelchairs. Thank God for them protecting us. What would we do without them? To paraphrase his tweet. And now Kit Daniels is posting, the video is posted in his article, Breaking Riot Police Confront Veterans as They Liberate Memorials. War veterans remind Americans how to resist tyranny. But Kit's doing a whole separate article right now. This just broke 10 minutes ago. This is happening now. As riot police came up to vets and told them to get out of the area, when they wouldn't, they start ramming them with the batons. And then the 75-year-old vet, I'd say that's his age, actually attacks back and shoves the UN-type police back and then start cowering in fear. It's amazing. They go up and start fights, and then I guess I've never had anybody push back against them, and so they flip out. This is incredible. We're going to be covering that. This morning we began to post the articles on PrisonPlanet.com, on Infowars.com. Paul Watson, Kit Daniels, Kurt Nemo, myself, again posting articles and videos of the vets showing up by the tens of thousands in different areas of D.C. It wasn't very coordinated, which is good because it's organic. And they were just everywhere, tearing down the wired-shut barricades. Tearing them down, removing them, piling them up in big, neat stacks. And then they said, let's march on the White House and go protest there. No one is allowed to protest around the White House. It's a free speech zone area where it's not allowed. And the free speech zone is where none of the cameras are at. So I say that sarcastically when I call it a free speech zone. It's a non-free speech zone. And so the vets show up. And they're there going to protest, and the police come in to try to move them back. There's other videos showing them trying to put up barricades around the gates, around the White House, and shoving on veterans when they come up to talk to them. So it's a pretty serious situation. And I'm telling you, all it's going to take is some of these Fed goons to start beating up veterans, and then you won't see tens of thousands of Oath Keepers there. And by the way, that's mainly who's there. You won't see that. In fact, it shows veterans marching with pieces of gates that they've taken, barricades that they've taken, I guess, as spoils of victory against the tyrants. And people could say, oh, big deal. This is how it began in Romania against Ceausescu. And you began to have veterans and other people protesting against the dictator in Romania. And then as soon as they started abusing and shooting people, hundreds of thousands showed up when there had only been hundreds at first. And then they started shooting at them, so hundreds of thousands more showed up, and then the police just stood down, and the military stood down, and hours later, you know what happened to Ceausescu. I don't want that to happen to puppet Obama, because they'll turn him into a hero. I want him to be held accountable for all the treason against this republic. We come back, all the big news. And then in the second hour today, we're going to talk about the missing nuclear weapons from Dyess Air Force Base, and the number one nuke general and number two nuke general who've now been fired, along with two other generals that now we learned got fired with almost no media coverage, and what's really behind this. So breaking news on that front. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. It's Sunday, and the vets have taken D.C.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It is the 13th day. The 13th day of October 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. This is we are back weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And I am so glad I do a live Sunday show on days like this. Quite frankly, so much happens over the weekend. I always start doing a Saturday show. In fact, I'm thinking about it. But before I horrify the crew out there, I may just do a Skype-only prisonplanet.tv Saturday evening live transmission, and when I can't do it, I'll have some of the other crew do it. I'm telling you, we need 7 day a week coverage with what is going on in this world, my friends. Besides, why not work 7 days a week, 14, 15 hours a day? I can't stop thinking about politics and world events. I'm sorry, I can't get into football and sing my team's anthem and cry if they lose or have celebrations if they win, because none of that matters compared to the real game of life and huge world events that are happening right now. What's up on Infowars.com? What's up on DrudgeReport.com? What's up on the Libertarian Patriot news sites right now? My friends, just minutes ago, riot police began attacking peaceful veterans, including folks that look like they're at least 75 years old, with batons because they dare march without a permit past the White House. And the veterans, I couldn't believe it, the footage of these old men began basically beating up the police and shoving them back down on the ground. I don't think the police have ever dealt with somebody who isn't scared to be hit with a baton. Everybody else just rolls over onto the ground in total fear. That footage is up on Infowars.com. From NBC Local, breaking riot police confront veterans as they liberate memorials. Kit Daniels, who's working this weekend, one of our writers, he's about to post an article on this with other footage that's coming in. Footage so crazy that I was seeing right before we went live from live feeds online that I can't even believe it. Because it showed the riot police, there's a bunch of footage of this, trying to come up and tell people they can't be in front of the White House. I have been there many times with national TV crews and gone over to get our own B-roll. In fact, we've shown this footage for films I'm making of the White House, and you could be in the park 100 yards away, and the Secret Service in police uniforms will come over and say you can't do it, and then security guards and regular police will come over and say, I don't care what the law says. I'm going to arrest you if you don't move along. And I'm like, well, we have this on footage that you're showing this isn't America, but I don't feel like being arrested today. You're violating my rights, but I'm going to go ahead and go on down the road now. And then they follow you on bicycles, in one case, 2 miles. As we walk getting B-roll footage. And I'm like, you know who I am? They're like, yeah, we know who you are. And I'm like, you know I'm not threatening anybody. It doesn't matter. They want me to know I'm their slave. And they do it to families with kids. You've heard my pet peeve about this. I've talked about this a lot, that I've been to third world countries, folks, and they don't act like this. And by the way, it's not the Secret Service in the suits. I run into a lot of them. Most of them are listeners. In fact, off record. Well, it's not off record that a lot of Secret Service agents are listeners, but off record, I won't say their names, obviously. Off record, the names, but there's some senior folks at the White House that are listeners, and I'm sure the NSA knows that. In fact, most people in the Secret Service are actually patriotic and are very upset about what's going on. I'll just leave it at that. It's not just Bongino, the former head of the foreign details for the president, who's a listener of the show that you've heard on the show exposing what's happening, running for Congress in Maryland. It's most of them. And he said that on air. Most of them are totally freaked out. They have these special Secret Service security guards that come out and mess with the families and get in everybody's face and act like total jerks. And they've got federal forces in these weird blue UN color uniforms coming up to veterans who want to stand there and chant at the gates of the White House. I mean, they got Secret Service in there with Stinger missiles, automatic weapons, flamethrowers, you name it. Nobody's going to really climb over and do anything, and nobody was trying to. So they send goons out to intimidate the veterans, and the veterans start fighting back. And believe me, if they have their way, they'll try to arrest those veterans, and when they get hit with a baton, shove the cops back up against the wall. But I'm telling you, these cops look like a bunch of nanny state commies to me, because that's who they hire now federally to be their little security guard minion types. And they've got their little metal truncheons. They've got their little extendable carbide steel batons that break bones. I mean, these are not your old wooden batons out there that they're using on people. And go ahead, kill one of these vets. I predicted 2 weeks ago that when all this started up, I said they're going to attack veterans with batons. They will attack elderly vets with batons. And I said, even though that's a PR disaster, they can't help it. They hate veterans so much, and they hate gun owners and libertarians and real conservatives and constitutionalists so much they will. I predicted it over and over again the last 2 weeks, over and over again on record, that you would see this start. And now I predict, after the veterans at the Iwo Jima Memorial that was shut down, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier that they wouldn't let anybody get near, the World War II giant memorial that's out in the public mall. They didn't shut down the other ones. They let the illegal aliens have demonstrations anytime they want. They only block the veterans' memorials to just set the precedent we can do whatever we want, and did arrest veterans and did beat people up. But when they showed up by the tens of thousands today, they backed off. But then the veterans said, let's push it. Let's march down to Barry Sotero's outfit. And by the way, I heard Obama left today, pulled out of Dodge. I mean, I guess he didn't want to hear people chanting outside. And now his goons are there trying to stop people. This is all up on InfoWars.com right now. Unbelievable. And the footage is just now pouring in of them batoning. But when they start batoning the veterans, and again, it's what these cowardly federal troops do, is they love to target old people, including folks in wheelchairs, because somehow they think that's like an easy target. But they don't understand how this is going to backfire on them. This is how out of touch these goons are. So they single out the old people first, thinking that, oh, they'll be easy to push over. And then the old people actually fight back and shove the cops back. It's worth it. This image is worth $10 billion. I mean, I'm telling you, the cops yelling and screaming and threatening the veterans and saying, we want to fight with you, is pathetic. I mean, it just shows the essence of tyranny, the essence of cowardice, the essence of weakness, the essence of patheticness. And the fear in the police's eyes, they should be afraid, because you're working for a criminal system. You're defending a fraud, and you know it. How's your socialist ideology doing for you now, all you idiots that supported Obamacare? It was written by offshore banks, select insurance companies to shut down other insurance companies and HMOs that weren't globalist. It was meant to lower the standard of care, double the prices, and absolutely take over society. I had top experts on. I read the subsections of the bills. I had constitutional lawyers on. I had medical doctors on who had studied it. And I went through and read the minutes of the lobbying meetings that were published from Capitol Hill meetings 3 years ago when they got it passed. I told you everything that was in it. Because when I had an expert on, I would have the 10,000-plus page riders and the 3,000-page bill up on the computer screen. I would sub-search the subsection, they said. I would go look at it. And we wrote hundreds of articles with the subsections telling you, I know what's in the bill. I did research. I'm informed. I'm not an idiot. I'm not lazy. I'm not a moron. I'm not bragging here. But these Democrats think that it's because it's their opinion and they laugh at me and call me a right-winger when I'm really a libertarian freedom lover, that somehow it makes me wrong when I'm informed. Of course, no one's been able to sign up at healthcare.gov. They've been able to sign up through exchanges on the phone. The 10% in a Reuters article 4 days ago that thought they'd signed up, turned out they thought they'd signed up. None of them were able to sign up. The Miami Herald has an article out today saying, looking for the mythical Obamacare enrollee. They can't find one, okay? You see, I live in the real world with facts. You live in the real world of la-la land. You really think foreign banks wanted to give you free health care, dummy? Dummy, you're poor because you're lazy and stupid.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And the Empire is a bunch of kleptocratic, corrupt special interests that want to run government to not be productive, but to feed on folks. There are a lot of poor people that are poor because they were brought up in a bad area, never had, you know, any advantages that some others have had. Some people have disabilities, but overall, historically, when you have a big nanny state, it creates a bunch of entitled, spoiled, out-of-control people who then go create positions for themselves in the government to declare the producers the enemy and then enslave the producers, and then the prosperity totally collapses, but they don't care because they have an instinct to hate the people they're feeding off of. And they're so ignorant. Again, the studies are out there. You can pull them up all day long. They've been around for decades. That if you have a 3% guaranteed investment yearly on the amount of money they take from you in Social Security, you would get at least double, on average, what you get from Social Security in an investment. And then there's the argument, well, we can't trust people to invest their own money. Let's invest it with the government instead, run by the worst special interest that stole it all. So now it's all bankrupt. No, you have the free market and you have diversification, so the best companies with the best names, they're the most trustworthy long term, that's who everybody invests with. Instead, we've done the opposite. We've had special interest in government take over and then guarantee their corrupt operations and their Ponzi schemes and then tied the taxpayer to that. It's bankrupt, folks, by design, and we're going over the edge of the cliff right now. And I just started having flashbacks of the callers the last few months going, Obamacare is going in. I'm a social worker. You're just a right-wing racist. And because you're against Obamacare, you don't want to turn your guns in. You're a racist. And I'm like, what does this have to do with being racist? A, I'm not. B, you are obsessed with it. C, this is a giant con job. They're like, no, Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. He loves me. That's why he's run by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, on record, the biggest drug money laundering operation in the world. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, hundreds of billions a year. Warren Buffett, who wrote the laws to exempt himself from taxes 20 years ago, lobbying to raise taxes on poor people. So he gets bailout money and he tells the poor people, oh, raise your taxes, we'll get the rich guy. And the poor people go, oh, yeah, I want to soak the rich guy. The guy that owns a restaurant or a car dealership that gives you jobs, dummy. The guy making $5 million a year, you ought to be licking his boots. Those are the people that actually hire and run companies and do things. The kleptocrat bankers, Warren Buffett people, the biggest recipient of the banker bailout. I use him as a poster boy. They game the whole deal. They're mafia. And by the way, they've had federal rulings. They've had congressional hearings that what Berkshire Hathaway and Wells Fargo and Bank of America and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, what they did in their investment banks is totally illegal. And instead of going to jail, they get bailed out by us, holding us hostage. And I don't mean to get off into a rant about this, but man, I study finance. I have all the top experts on. Nobel Prize winners, from Joseph Stiglitz to the former head of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, the whole nine yards, folks, and they all concur. It's not like this is my opinion. You're being told exactly how things work. You're being told exactly how they operate. You're being told that you have been totally scammed, and you either listen to us or you become even bigger chumps. And here's the problem. I can't just step aside where you run off the cliff like lemmings. The problem is you do run things. The giant mass of 47% or whatever you are that really think You're going to not work and forever just be given free stuff by the globalist. They're only doing that to bring in a total tyranny. And once they got their system in place, they're going to turn off all the chicken feed. So you better get that through your brain right now. I love this country. I love prosperity. I want poor people to be rich. I want everybody to be successful. And I know historically, real wildcat, laissez-faire, free market systems create massive wealth and prosperity. The problem is they create decadence, then a big government off the taxes, and then people get lazy and don't work. They become client groups. The system becomes anti-free market. Unnatural falls apart. A lot of people blame laissez-faire for the problem we're in now. We don't have laissez-faire now. We have select mega corporations that are exempt from the taxes, the regulations that are above the law, operating with slave states like China and India and Mexico to leverage out once free economies and lower wages under Agenda 21 and UNESCO, codified to bankrupt and domesticate the West to bring in a tyrannical world government. They don't like you doing well. They don't like you being wealthy. They don't like you being uppity. They don't like you having choice. They don't like free markets. As John D. Rockefeller said, competition's a sin. Monopoly is the key. That's the full quote. Monopoly is the key. He also said, monopoly is king. Monopoly is king. Yeah, king for robber barons, not for you. And that's what this is a combine of 10 big insurance companies who wrote this to shut down their competition. The head of the Texas Banking Association went public and said, this is also a banking bill. And the banker bailout and all that stuff is to shut down competition. And you're going to find out about it right now. You're going to get front row seats to weeks into this, and no one can sign up on the exchange. Now, for those that just joined us up on Infowars.com, here's the big news. And I'm going to get to it after this quick break coming up in the news. The stations have. Breaking: riot police confront veterans as they liberate memorials. And that has video in it of them attacking elderly veterans with batons. But the elderly vets actually shove the police back and the police cower in fear. Man, I tell you, what scum. This country is just scum run. History: vets tear down barricades as feds back down. That was at the memorials. They didn't back down at the White House. Spirit of Iwo Jima: as vets storm barricades, they shut down the Iwo Jima Guadalcanal, famous thing with the guys hoisting the flags up. They had that reenacted. That was shut down at Arlington. At healthcare.gov, no mention of glitches. Don Salazar wrote, "Well, if they say there's no glitches, then there are no glitches, and they control reality." That is just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And then coming up, I'm going to get into food stamp recipients panic as federal EBT system crashes, government IT system rapidly unraveling. There are 101 million people on partial EBT. There are 49 million and growing. It's doubled in 5 years. Soon it'll be 100 million. And this is Cloward and Piven, the sociology strategy from the 60s, adopted by the Democratic Party officially, to bankrupt the country and socialize everything. I mean, you know, Stalin and Lenin and people, they shut down countries they took over on purpose for years to shut down the old economy and have people starve and become dependent and to see them as liberators when they came in with force years later. They just take over the central government, the transportation hubs, shut off Poland, Ukraine, Romania, Czech Republic. They would just shut everything off, sometimes 10 years, to break the Ukrainians, the kulaks. Just shut everything off for 10 years, sit there, send out paramilitary groups to harass them, grab your wife and kids, rape them in front of them while they blow your head off. That's what big government, by the way, does this everywhere. Everywhere. 100% of the time, this is what it degenerates into. Because you create an unnatural system where a bunch of people can sit around all day on their butts in black uniforms on power trips run by criminals in central government who hate the countryside, who hate people that aren't criminals, who hate people that can skin a buck and run a trot line. And they want to ruin the country. They want to shut it down. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to break down the case of the missing nukes from Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas. That is finally getting some big media coverage, thanks to Michael Savage with his syndicated radio show, one of the biggest in the country. Probably set in line to be the biggest political show spending a lot of time on it Friday. I've listened to his show routinely. I missed it Friday, but I got a bunch of calls about it and emails and comments, and that he covered it extensively on Friday, and we appreciate that because it's important for everybody. We do have military source at Dyess, high level. It was a complete freakout back on September 3rd, a month ago, when nukes that weren't supposed to be there were taken out of bunkers, loaded on trucks that weren't even authorized by, under the regular federal private certified moving group that moves them around, and then they just rolled them out to South Carolina, reportedly. And since then, they fired the number one and number two nuke generals. They fired another one Friday, and AP said that this was leaked to them. The administration doesn't even want it known. And then it turned out two other generals were removed over the weekend. And there is a purge going on. And I don't know what's going on with the nukes. I just know my source is accurate. This happened, and it was such a big deal, the base commander had to come out to the private police that are the security on Dyess and make them stand down and say, no, it's an order, but there's no paperwork. Let the nukes leave. So I don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, just like I told you, Navy SEALs told us that they thought the helicopter with 23 of them was blown up to cover up that Bin Laden wasn't really killed and it was a lookalike. And now you see all the families going public saying just that. And you see Navy SEALs that are retired going public talking about it. I mean, over and over again, we break major news here, okay, because we're one of the only places that will actually do it. And that's a very dangerous position to be in, by the way. This is like taking my licks here, okay? But I've sworn to not be a coward. I've sworn to go all the way, and I'm doing it. Kind of makes it hard to care if your roof is leaking, though. You just get ready to start caring about other stuff. It's really weird when you just gut up, go all the way, risk your life with all these whistleblowers and this information. And I'm not up here talking about how I'm some hero either. I just want people to know, in a nation of folks that are obsessed with football and petty issues, I live in the real world. And believe me, I wish every minute this nuke story wasn't real. It is real. And now you see all the top nuke generals getting fired and the admirals getting fired. And Lindsey Graham saying South Carolina will be nuked. And all this other stuff, it looks bad. I don't know what's going on. There's different scenarios. They're all horrible. Probably shadow government holding the government hostage with a nuclear false flag if folks don't go along with the globalist banker takeover of America. That's probably what's going on. Most of the big brains agree and concur with that analysis. Most of the big brains I talk to, I don't just sit here and go with my own perspective. I war game this stuff. In fact, not most of the big brains. All the big brains concur. It's holding America hostage, and it's some type of horrible situation. And by the way, in the next hour, I dug up, it's hard to find these, the CBS News and the CNN and the Pentagon video press release when they fired two generals back in 08, a year after the investigation, into the missing six, keep saying two, or two big ones, but four small ones, stealth cruise missiles. They're high-tech. They look like stealth bombers that B-52s carry on their wings. Remember, six of those got stolen is what happened. They got stolen. Stolen out of Minot, North Dakota. Back in 2007, a good group in the government blew the whistle on it. They were going to be flown to the Middle East to Lord knows who. The word was it was supposed to be a nuke false flag. There was a big armed standoff down at the big Air Force base in Louisiana, where they've now moved the main command. I forget the name of it. The point is that this all happened. They landed. The security force there said, those are loaded cruise missiles. They said, well, we're ordered to fly this out of here. There was a big standoff. Then six people died in the next month at the base in Minot that loaded them and took the orders. They killed the people that got the orders, obviously. That's Barksdale. So you can understand, folks, they kill people in and around this stuff, okay? Now, I'm just the person that got the info. And I can't say anything about the source and how credible they are. They're credible. I can't give details, okay? Obviously, I can't say if it's a man, a woman, whatever. But they were freaking out, okay? I mean, there were basically police with their guns out at Dyess Air Force Base when this happened back in early September. They're like, what? What the? What? Warheads? What the? Where's the paperwork? We're not supposed to have nukes here. Of course, everybody knew there were nukes there. Weldon Henson worked on B-2 bombers and F-16s there for 5 years of his 7 years in the Air Force. He's been working here 7 years since he got out of the Air Force. And he said, oh, yeah, everybody knew they had nukes. We weren't supposed to talk about it. What, you think the Russians in the U.S. actually got rid of their nukes? You think they got rid of the nukes at Dyess Air Force Base in 1986 because they signed the START Treaty? I bet you think Santa Claus is real, too, if you believe that. So I don't know what's going on with the nukes. I got a really good idea, though. I know the Russian government's concerned. We got the Russian government calling us. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think they'd be concerned about missing nukes? See, I said I'd cover this next hour. This is the world I live in. It's all I'm telling you. It's a miracle I can stay sane and deal with this level of stress. Because I realize that I'm like a general every day, 7 days a week, in the info war with all this data and all this responsibility, and I never imagined I would be in this position. And let me tell you, it ain't fun. And it's sick. I saw this morning, we were watching the newscast, we got 10 inches of rain where I live outside Austin, and the little creek behind our house was like a roaring 500-foot wide baby Mississippi River all the way up to our house on a hill. So I turn on local television. We never even turn it on except to watch a movie. We had to get rabbit ears out to tune in the local TV. And I was watching everyone salute and tears in their eyes when UT won a game or something. And it was people like saluting and crying. And I was like, what? You know, there's missing nuclear weapons. Veterans are being attacked with batons for trying to go to the war memorials. The EBT card system's down in 17 states. People are freaking out in one day with it down on the edge of rioting. The country's $17 trillion in debt by design. Our government's funding Al-Qaeda. And here are these full-grown adults in burnt orange crying that UT won and singing the UT song. I mean, I'm living in the twilight zone. I'm living in the twilight zone. And it's because of, and I'm not judging because you like football. I played football. I like football too. But as soon as I learned about other important things, there's no way I can sit there and get into it anymore. And I don't judge people that get into it. I get wanting to escape. I can't escape is the deal. Okay, I can't escape. I can't. I wake up at 3 a.m. this morning about the nuclear weapons. I wake up in a cold sweat. I've never been actually scared in my life. I'm looking out the window for hit teams and stuff. And I'm walking around sweating at 3 a.m. in my house looking at my kids in bed, you know. And it's just like, it's all a big joke to other people. It's just, it's funny or something. It's not funny. Let me tell you, they detonate nuclear weapons and blame it on patriot groups or whatever, or who knows, some foreign country. All bets are off, folks, to bring in martial law, gut your bank accounts. They'll get away with all of it. Persecute the Tea Party. Go after the gun owners. And a lot of people hear this and say, well, we better roll over. No, rolling over is even worse. You can't roll over to the devil. And I thought Obama was just some frontman puppet. Now I've really been studying him, what he's doing. He's actually running a lot of stuff. And he's always got flies flying around him all over. It's like the devil or something. I can't handle it, folks. I can't handle it. And I sure can't handle turning on TV and people are crying because UT won a stupid football game. Unbelievable!
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It is Sunday. It is 4:46 Central Standard Time. And Station 3 here on the broadcast. We're very thankful for all of our wonderful AM and FM affiliates out there. The show is just exploding across the country because I know it sounds wild and crazy. And for years, talk show hosts, station managers, station owners heard it and thought, this is crazy. Now they're all, we want your show, we want your show. It's all happening. And that's what we've really got on the Globalist, is that patriots, liberty lovers, not just myself, but millions of others, have talked about what was coming, what was happening. Now it's happening. Our credibility is going up. We told you exactly what Obamacare would do. Now it's happening. Our credibility goes up. That's the good thing about telling the truth when it's unpopular. Once the tyranny comes in, it will wake people up. And speaking of folks obsessed with sports, while all the serious stuff's happening, Chris Jordan printed off 1 Corinthians 13, which I think really says it well, verse 8, 11. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see the face to face. Now I know in part that I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. It's a very, very deep, folks. I'm going to read that again because I bumbled over it. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. So it's saying, like, you're a child and you're a man, then you die and see God, then you really know. It's the next level. It's what that's saying. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And that's the thing. My flesh, folks, that lust after beautiful women and wants to get in fights with people when they get in my face and is hateful towards my enemies. My flesh is strong. It's also cowardly. It's like, don't report this nuke stuff. Don't report this Navy SEAL murder stuff. Don't report this stuff. They'll kill you. Enjoy yourself. Go have fun. Go to the Caribbean. Go to Tahiti. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. But my spirit says, you're going to go all the way and you're not going to back off one inch. Full force. And I guess other people don't have a strong spirit. I feel sad for them. Because my spirit drives everything, overdrives all the animal, everything. It's in charge. My spirit's in charge, not my flesh. It's there, a little devil on my shoulder, my flesh, telling me what I should do, telling me I deserve this, I deserve that, all whatever. The public scum, they're dumb. They don't deserve you to even tell them the truth. Just join the dark side. It's going to be great. It'll work out. It'll be okay. But then I think about what the dark side does to innocent people, innocent children. I'll never sign on to that. I'll never join that. I'll never be part of that. Even though, folks, I get the dark side. I understand it. I can swim in it. I know it. I have discernment. I have knowledge of good and evil. Of course I'm corrupted. Just to even have the knowledge of evil and to understand that I'm evil. I am evil. I am man. Yes, I am, to quote Metallica. But it doesn't mean I want to join it. Doesn't mean my spirit wants to go with it. Doesn't mean my heart is with it. My heart says, and my spirit says, I don't care what you do to me. I'm never joining you. It's not even a choice with me. It's automatic. It's complete. One foot in hell, one in heaven. That's how we all are, folks. We're all trapped in purgatory. That's what this planet is. This is the test right now between heaven and hell. It's heaven. It's hell. It's real. Better decide which side you're on, folks, because if you're lukewarm, you know where you're going. You're neither hot nor cold. I spit you out of my mouth. If you just joined us, I don't mean to be preaching. I need to get to all this news. There's so much to cover. Go to the EBT clip from the news first, and we'll break it down.
A glitch today involving food stamp debit-style cards is being blamed on a computer system failure and not the government shutdown. A spokeswoman for Xerox confirmed the problem and said it was affecting people in 17 states where it runs the debit-style card system. The problem forced many shoppers to abandon groceries at the checkout counter because their cards wouldn't work. There's no word on exactly when this problem will be fixed.
Yeah, Xerox runs things like the tollways, they outsource to India, just like J.P. Morgan does, the customer service for welfare. We're going to have welfare, might as well have some jobs administering it. But no, can't do that because it's all about profit. It's all about control. It's all about controlled economies. A, it's worse than 17 states. B, on Twitter and Facebook, we've got the photos, big articles out tomorrow at Infowars.com, there was systems out all over the country, federal system. And it's kind of like the glitches, the people have seen their bank accounts, and there's suddenly zero money there. There's all sorts of chicanery going on. And is this how you're supposed to live? You're born, you get a card, you go to a Walmart or wherever. Walmart, I think, says 20% of their business is EBT cards. And then other people's money buys you food, and you go back and watch television all day, where you hear Obama say, I'm going to give you free health care, when you already had free health care. The free health care system gets rid of your health care, brings in eugenics care. But why should I even talk to Obama supporters I know are listening out there on AM and FM stations? They don't know what eugenics is. They have grown up with welfare and all that. And I feel sorry for them. I want them to go out and start a business and have the ideas and believe in themselves and be empowered. But all they think is I'm racist or I'm evil or I'm whatever. They have no idea what slaves they are. That's very, very frustrating. Meanwhile, again, here's the article up on InfoWars.com by Mike Adams. Food stamp recipients panic as federal EBT system crashes. Government IT systems rapidly unraveling. And Mike Adams, as a programmer, goes over all that's happening with the system. Meanwhile, under Obamacare, under Common Core that teaches 2 plus 2 equals 4, Adon Salazar, writing for InfoWars.com, high school assessment, students decide who lives and dies under limited health care. They did this in Europe 30 years ago. They actually teach them. The kids decide, well, you're old, because they tell you, there's only so much money, and it's a socialized system, so somebody's got to die for you to get your health care, and they decide to kill grandma, just like Newsweek said the case for killing granny. Of course, there are no death panels, though. They just federally teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5, and dodgeball's racist, and has to be, I'm not kidding, has to be banned. My wife had family point-blank tell her, Christianity is racist. And I mean, you mean like there's racist? No, just being Christian is, if you don't like how something tastes at a restaurant, you just say it's racist. It's like a, I don't need to be intellectual, I just say racism. I think it's racist. Continuing, here's CBS reporting on it. Computer glitch blamed for nationwide EBT system shutdown on Saturday. Now, CBS gets it right. It was nationwide. It wasn't 17 states. Here's another one. AP, Xerox, access restored for food stamps. So we live by the EBT card. And reportedly that fights broke out, freakouts, people were panicking in just a day of not having their EBT card. And remember, 101 million people. I have the headline right here. 101 million people now are on partial EBT. 49 million are on total EBT. In fact, here are the headlines. 101 million get food aid from federal government. Outnumber full-time private sector workers. You mean the racist terrorist? And continuing, my friends, doesn't matter. The Republicans, and I had Ron Paul, former congressman, on Friday. And I said, you know, Mitch McConnell's right. This Obamacare is so bad. And such a ripoff and written to defraud people. We fought it. We tried to stop it. Let them have it now. Do whatever Obama wants with the already passed bill. So it was weird. Within a few hours, I saw some people call Congress. I'm sure it was others as well. But everybody got it at that point. System of total fraud. Don't let them blame it on libertarians and people and constitutionalists. Within hours, Boehner went to Obama and said, here's everything you want for 2 months. And Obama said, no, for the security of the dollar, which is actually hurts the dollar, I'm going to not do this. And now he's saying, I want immigration, I want open borders, and I want your guns, basically. Now he'll hold everything hostage and all the welfare checks and threaten to burn down America with his army of 101 million welfare people if we don't turn everything over to him. That's the threat. That's the false flag. Here it is. Obama rejects latest House GOP offer. They said, everything you want, it's yours. And he said, no. People say, well, why? Because he knows his constituents literally cannot tie their shoelaces. Literally want to be raped by tyranny. Literally are begging to be lined up and shot by the New World Order. We'll be right back with the second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.